CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Now, I've come out today for a little trip to Harrogate, and anyone who has ever looked at my recycling bin in my kitchen or knows anything about me, I'm quite an eco fan. I like recycling, I like looking after the environment. But you could say, why have I come to CNG to come and talk about that? I'm with Wesley Gill. Hello.
Hello.
Now, in answer to that question, why have I come here? What are you doing that's helping the environment? Why have I come here?
A lot of people realise that there's a lot of change going on in the energy industry. At the moment, renewable energy is you see wind farms popping up everywhere. We've got energy for waste, recycle centres where waste is actually changed into electricity and gas. And I think that the corporate responsibility of certainly companies like ourselves is to develop this industry and realise that the change is coming.
The gas is going to run out for, you know, it's not got that long to left to go until the gas is completely gone.
Yeah.
But what do you do to help customers with that? I know you have something called a smart meter. What does a smart meter do?
Well, the smart meter rollout is something that's implemented at the moment. The UK has till 2020 to install 53 million smart meters, both gas and electricity.
And as well as helping the customers, you're also, I would say, one step at a time, you are helping the world a little bit. It might sound a bit far-fetched, but you've only been here 5 months with CNG, and you've done some pretty impressive things to sort of to save the world, really, one step at a time.
Well, yeah, we'd had a carbon footprint report done before I came. I looked at the report and identified that we were sending roughly 20 tonnes of waste to landfill every year. Councils subsidised for refuse collection, for commercial waste that is. So every company in Harrogate's using Harrogate Council for waste collection. Their bins are collected and then thrown in landfill. I don't think it's acceptable in the 21st century. We have an obligation of 2020 to cut landfill by 50%. It's not CNG or any other company's fault, it's the fact that there's no process in place. I identified the problem very quickly, put in place a system where we now recycle our plastics and cardboard and paper, and then all our general waste, instead of going to landfill, goes to an energy for waste recycle centre. So it's then processed, burnt and made back into energy and gas, which I thought closed off the loop and made more sense. You know, if you're an energy company, we shouldn't be sending...
Definitely, yeah. Just make more energy out of your waste. Why wouldn't you do that? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it just made, you know, and it was a good, you know, so we now send 0% to landfill, which I think is a great thing.
Now, one particular project that you are about to become involved in is about an eco school. Tell us about this school.
A gentleman called Elliot Turnbull, who's the CEO of the Wirt Skate Park in Leeds, approached us about his new project, which is to build an eco school for disadvantaged children in the age bracket of 15 to 19 who struggle with basic learning or development of the British sort of schooling system or education system, if you like. And it's more of a practical learning school. The reason it's eco is we want to do solar and battery technology, heat recovery, rainwater recovery, build the school out of container units. And then the students as such then don't have free rein as in, you know, they run riot, but they do the gardening, the upkeep, the cleaning. They learn how to do mechanics. If they want to put a window in the unit, they get out the tools and they learn how to do it. So it's all practical learning, and the children probably would never sit down and do an exam. You know, they're not that kind of learning. It's not that kind of learning. But they show all the skills, you know, whether it's gardening, putting them out, you know, 10 plants in one border and 10 plants here and mixing your colours up. Should they show all the skills, but they couldn't necessarily sit there and do the exam under that pressure.
And so, CNG, you are helping with this project by sort of helping them with the renewable energy side of that. But ultimately, you're doing a lot more than that. You're sort of helping provide hope, really, for kids.
Yeah, I think what it was I really got bought into the idea when Elliot came to see us. I really backed the idea. I think it's what the education system needs and has needed for a lot of years. We're going to do the renewables. We've helped him out, you know, put him in contact. So the solar on the roof, we're trying to work with the Upside, which is a new technology for batteries, which is the future, really, of the industry. And, yeah, it's just to see how it all goes. And, obviously, I really like what he's trying to achieve. And if we could help out, I just thought it was an opportunity to get involved.
There are also more opportunities for people like this, organisations, projects that are looking into this kind of thing. Can those people come and talk to you?
Yeah, anyone who's got a project or a renewable sort of idea or, you know, whatever it is, no matter how big or how small, yeah, we're open to listen and to ideas. We have a corporate responsibility. Renewable energy is not going away. It was only the other day that National Grid released that we're probably not going to hit our renewable obligation for 2020, which I think is a shame, but shows the, you know, the lack of support really from the government in terms of renewables. I think it's important that communities pull together, or people who want a private project actually, you know, come to companies like those, see how we can help, and then move forward.
Well, people can come and talk to you, Wesley. I've got your email down here, wgill@cngltd.co.uk. And of course, they can find you as well. If they search CNG online, they'll find a way to contact you. CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.